Hello everybody and welcome to the 6th installment of the Energica Electrifying Podcast. This is your host, EVJ Val. This new episode of the podcast brings you a totally revamped design and sound, which we hope you enjoy. However, podcast is about audio, and that's why the Energica team is working hard to implement the podcast on the major platforms for listening, and soon we will have some good news about it. And speaking of good news, following the new interpretation of the decree law issued by Italy's Prime Minister, Energica is powering up again and has resumed production 2 days ago, the 28th of April, on a single shift. On the 4th of May, a double shift will commence, obviously in compliance with the provisions and rules detailed in the so-called Phase 2. For more information, please visit www.energicamotor.com. And now, we're ready to introduce our guest for today. He was one of the title contenders in last year's edition of the FIM NL Moto E World Cup. Confirmed for another year with the Estrella Galicia 0.0 Mark VDS team, he's the 2008 125 world champion and a rider of crystal clear talent and incredible experience. His name, Mike Di Meglio. Hello, Mike.
Hello.
How's life?
Yeah, it's okay. We are everybody at home, just waiting. It's quite long to wait, but we are preparing for when we can.
So what's the situation over there? Where are you based now?
Yeah, I'm living at home with my family, with my wife, with my two children. I have quite some space with my children to enjoy. And we are just waiting.
Okay, you're in France, right?
Yeah, I'm in France.
So how do you keep in shape in this period? What's the best way of training for you?
Yeah, I train quite nearly every day, home training. And one day I did also one day of two. I do some exercise of gainage, you know, with position and with some weight. And to train like this. We can run in France, 1 kilometer from house. I did this in the start, but I was bringing weight. And after I had a chance to have home trainer, and I start home trainer every day. Like this, I can keep my weight or lose a little. Because in this moment, because you stay home, you did less exercise. Also, if you walk a little, you walk more than normally. And it's more difficult to keep the weight or lose weight.
Okay, so how many kilos did you lose? Did you gain?
I gained in the start 2-3. I was quite afraid, and now I bring back. I am quite like last year. I need to lose two more. I am 72 for the moment. I will try to be back 70 or I 69 can be good.
You made your world championship debut in 2003. You were 15. Do you remember anything about the debut?
Yeah, I remember everything. I remember my first test. It was my birthday. And it was important because you need to be 15 in this year for your first test. I remember also in my second test in Estoril, I broke my first, I did my first injury in motorcycle. I broke my arms 1 month before the first GP. It was very hard the first year. Because 1 year before, I started the 125. And 1 year after, I am in World Championship. It was very fast. I started the motorcycle when I was 3. But to 3 to 11 was just motocross like that to enjoy. And at 11 to 15, it was just motorcycle. In 5 years, I am in World Championship. I think it was good, but very early for me.
For sure. And in 2008... the year of your title, you were teammate with Dominic Agueter, who's now in Moto E, and you were racing with Ayo Motorsport, who's in Moto E now.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your career, like crossing with the past, and how many other riders you find yourself racing with in Moto E?
Yeah, in Moto E, it's many riders that I know in the past, and many riders that love racing. Because I think Moto E is something different, but in the start it's nice because many riders that love racing, it doesn't matter what is it. also for me, if I go with a bicycle outside, we say, okay, on this one, the first one is right first is a winner. And Moto E, we don't know where we go in the start, and we say just racing. And when you are racing, doesn't matter what is it, and you love it. And me, what is nice is many riders come in the first year with good name because they love racing, like Bradley Smith or me. And yeah, it was nice, and it's good that there are good name come step by step, and just the level will be going up year after year.
Okay, so you remember, we remember your win last year at the Red Bull Ring. What does it take to win a Moto E race? What is the best approach, in your opinion?
In Moto E, the first year was hard because you don't train a lot. You just ride on one track, and you need to be very fast immediately. And some track, you have more practice, and was good for some other rider. For me, if we have less practice, it was not so bad also because I can be fast immediately. When it was more practice, it was good, but you can lose also the way. What is hard in Moto E, you have not so much practice, but also not many time on track. And sometimes when you want to try some technical things, it's difficult to understand because if you have 30 minutes of practice, you can just have, depend on the temperature of the time between of each practice, and you cannot use these 30 minutes. And sometimes it's hard to understand if your modification was better or not. And you need to be very sure of what you do on the bike and to don't lose the weight.
Okay, so after one season, and then you showed up at Jerez for the test, did you find like a sort of base setup that sort of worked? Because you have the comparison from Jerez last year, then you didn't race the whole year, and then you came back. And yeah. Did you find actually the setup you were looking for?
Yeah, in last year we learned many things, and Jerez was very interesting for that, because we are sure of some things, and in Jerez we understand some things that we are sure it was not that, and we made some modification in the first day, and we ride with this until the last practice, and we come back with other setting, and we understand that last year, okay, possible was good there, but it cannot be good everywhere. And in the last practice, I improved my lap time, but with a completely different bike, and it was very important this test because we. As I told before, you can lose easy the way in Moto E, and because the practice show is short, and the time of the battery for the moment is quite short, and it's very, you need to make some small step every time to don't lose the weight.
So we need another test before the season.
Yeah, I hope we will see. For me, it doesn't matter. I want to ride. Doesn't matter. I know my bike, and I know I can be fast. In the test, I know so many times I didn't push like in the race. I didn't have the same spirit, but I try to work for the race. And let's see. Just the most important is to be back on track and as soon as we can.
Yeah.
After doesn't matter.
How quick did you figure out how to ride the Energica Ego Corsa?
In the start, I was many people say that an electric bike can be very aggressive with the bottom of acceleration. I didn't know, and I go with like a free head, and let's see. And I remember my first lap, I was very surprised, very happy. Because I was quite afraid about the weight, about this kind of power, initial power, and also in Jerez was quite mixed situation the first laps, and I was very happy because I enjoy a lot, and it was very nice first touch with the bike.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of other riders we heard, like they arrived and said, it's a racing bike after all, you know. Yeah. So it's many people didn't know what to expect. They thought it was going to be completely different, but in the end of the day, it's a racing bike.
Yes.
So that's good. Your team is one of the most accomplished satellite teams in the paddock. It won like 3 Moto 2 titles. How does it feel to racing for them?
I'm very happy. When I was in Moto E, I pushed many times to be with them in Moto E because I know they are very strong and they want to be first and they give all to be first. Many teams complain about money, about that, and they want more money. And on this team, you don't have this mentality. You just want to be a leader, winning, find some solution. And when I was in Moto 2, was one of my dreams to be with them, and I didn't arrive to be with them. But when they called me to come with them in Moto E, I was very happy because I know where I go, and it was what I was thinking. It's a very professional team. They work very strong on calm, and I have some chance to be there.
And overseeing the team is a former rider you shared the track many times in the past, Joan Olivet. How's his experience helping you in any way?
Yeah, I know him well. We fight together in 2008. Sometimes we enjoy about that because some racing he can win and it was me.
Yeah.
And we joke quite a lot. And it's like me. It's a person very calm, working step by step, try to understand all the things, and a very professional person. Yeah, it's just not only him. It's all the person of this team make something that you feel well. Mark Van Estrappen is somebody very nice. Marina, Berta, Naoya, my chief mechanic, everyone. It's very family team.
No, absolutely. And have you ever thought about the future when you retire from racing to do something with a team, like keep working in racing, or do you have you're not thinking about it, or you have other ideas?
We didn't think when I was in Jerez for Moto 2. When we make the presentation, I did some one lap with Joan, and I give my feedback. After, I don't want to come because for the moment it's not my job. And apart also Moto E, I am a rider for FCTSR on Air France in endurance. And I do some other things to coaching with people in track in France. And I have something. And but. Let's see, in the future, we don't know what I can do. And for the moment, I am doing this, and I will try to be Moto E World Champion in the World Disc Cup. And it's my goal this year. And let's see in the future if we can do something.
Does it combine well, your endurance and Moto E and coaching activities? You must be quite busy, but does it combine well, the three things together?
Yeah, it's three things very different, but at the end is motorcycle. In endurance show is very long, but in practice you don't have many tire, and if you can use very well the tire, it's very important. And when I was in GMT 94, the first year I was the third rider, start with because you have three riders, and I sometimes finish with the whole tire. And the second year, they put me in first because I understand that I was very fast to be fast in one lap with tire. And they put me in first rider like this. My teammate had a tire very fresh because some other of my teammates need more laps to do better lap time. And just me, I just can go out, and in one lap, I was quite fast. After I am like this. It's coming from 125 when I was young, because many times we use some fresh tire, and you are more soft, and you need to be very aggressive on that to improve your lap time nearly half second or 1 second. And you know what to do in your head to be fast in the one lap. In Moto E, it's quite like that. You make your practice, and after you look your data, you speak with your mechanics to have a base, and in your head you have you need to make your best lap time like in the ski and to go and to make it well.
No, that's absolutely correct. Also, Xavier Simeon told me about the same, that the two categories, the two series, kind of, despite being on the opposite spectrum, they kind of help each other. You know, you can get something from MotoE and get put it in endurance, and endurance and bring it to MotoE.
Yeah, of course, it's very different and it's good for the both, because at the end, MotoE is not a long championship. And last year I start well and I finish very bad, and at the end is the best thing is to stay calm and bring the points each race, because in Misano, in Ipoh, if I didn't push like that, I can be sometimes it's better to be a little less faster and to bring some good points, and last year I did a mistake, and it's experience for this year.
Yeah. And now for this week, we're back with a couch lap, a lap of the Misano World Circuit with MotoGP 19. MotoGP 20 is already out, ahead of schedule, but the MotoE class will be introduced only for July. Are you ready to review your lap, Mike?
Yeah, I'm sorry, because I am quite slow at the moment in MotoE, in MotoGP. I start 1 week ago, because I learned that can be possible to race in with the rider online, and I say, okay, I need to train, because I am not joking on this game, and it's why I was joking a lot when I was young, and I stopped a little after, but I bring back, and I need to be back to have more speed.
No, for sure. Let's look at the lap. Okay, so we start with that. Obviously, starting from the
last corner. Okay, we are in the first straight lane. We are in the first chicken. Here is very important to keep the speed in the first one, but don't go so large for the second left. For keep the speed and have a good acceleration for the long right. To arrive to, don't close a lot the total. So we have a very tight solo right.
Yeah.
It's very easy to close the front on this corner.
I always do it when I play.
Yeah, it's a double right. It's very. You need to keep the speed or double right, the left. Don't go on the green, because your lap is cancelled, and it's very difficult for the mind. After I locked this braking, you have a white line, it's 150 meters. You brake a little after. You slide a little. If you can enter a little inside, you be less large. After we arrive in this double right before the long straight.
You're a bit wide here.
You want to brake late, but it's very important to brake a little early for keep the speed for the straight.
Yeah.
After we are on this long straight, this first right is full gas. It's very hard, because you need to have a good line. After we are on the other right, you can enter nearly full gas, you brake a little for the other right, and we arrive to this slow right. It's also very easy to close the front, but you need to use the banking of the track for turn, and we go on this last left. It's very important also to try to don't close the gas, and last corner, it's also important to don't make like stopping with the bike, but keep speed. For exit fast and try to be fast. I did 38.0, and I think I need to improve much more.
Okay, three riders tried the couch lap, and you're currently in second place. So just so you know, Matteo Ferrari did a 137.3.
Wow.
So yeah, I know. And Xavier Simeon is in third place with a 38.3. So,
okay.
I think at some point later in the season we will try again, because you say you need some more training. So
yeah, I need much more.
Okay. So to wrap it up, this interview, this conversation, this episode of the podcast, I would like you to say something of a well-wishing thought in French for the people at home having to deal with this this quite interesting, in a negative way, virus that we're dealing with. Something that could cheer them up. And
In French?
In French.
Okay. Courage à tous, reste à la maison. Le temps est dur, mais bon, on va bientôt pouvoir sortir tous très fort de cette situation. Allez, on reste, on se soude, on reste tous ensemble et on va y arriver. Et bientôt, on sera tous dehors et que plus fort de cette situation. Courage à tous.
OK, thank you so much, Mike, for being a guest of the podcast. And I wish you all the best for you and the family. And yeah, fingers crossed that that we will see the start of the season soon. Yesterday, because it's recorded one day before. yesterday we received from MotoGP the news of the cancellation of Sachsenring, Assen, and Finland. Obviously, Assen, we were meant to race there. But let's hope that with the remaining events, Dorna can actually organize a race, and we will be back on track. So I'll be able to see
you. You don't have news about when they sing or something?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have, I'm a press officer. Normally, press officer are the last to know the news. but no, I don't know. The reality, it's all about seeing how the situation evolves. So obviously, the plan from the organizers is racing, but we don't know. But let's stay positive. I'm pretty sure that something will happen.
Yeah, in France, they say yesterday they don't want a meeting with 5,000 people until September.
Ah, okay.
It's quite cheap for French GP. It's very bad because and in the 11 May they will start. The people can start working, but we don't know exactly how many people and blah blah blah. But yeah, let's see if the virus will be okay or don't going up.
No, well, they'll find a solution. If it's not a possible gathering, I guess it will be closed doors until it's possible to do it again. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. Okay, Mike, thank you for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
Take care of yourself, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's it for the sixth installment of the Energica Electrifying podcast. Please ask a question below or leave a comment. And don't forget to follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube page. We thank you for listening and we wish you the most enjoyable of days. And remember, stay charged!